guys. Welcome to
the brand new podcast, Young and in Love. Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
This is the podcast, Young and in Love. Hello, young lovers, and welcome to another episode of Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
Again, I'm Josh.
And I'm Taylor.
We're the Andersons. And this is Young and in Love. Young and in Love. Young and in Love.
Young and in Love.
This is Young and in Love. Hello, young lovers, and welcome to another episode of Young and in Love. I am your host today, Josh Anderson. Taylor has no idea that I'm recording this episode, in which it will be a very special episode because she's not here. One dedicated to her and all those people in my life who I attribute my success to and who I acknowledge as those who have shaped me as I've grown to be the man I am today. Please enjoy this short recording dedicated to those I love the most. In this wonderful season of Thanksgiving, and as we prepare for the jolly days of winter wonderlands and family gatherings, I wanted to take a moment and express my personal thanks to those in my life who merit my appreciation the most. I've been fortunate in my brief 24 years on this earth to have had a pretty good life. I've been blessed with good times and good friends, a family that loves me and mentors that have guided me. I found a purpose early on and have given it my all to achieve that purpose each and every day. I consider myself privileged to have escaped such difficult hardships that I've witnessed those close to me have to bear. Privileged to have been born into a home of good fortune and a loving family. My life has had its rainy days, and I consider myself blessed to have had the thunderstorms pass me by so quickly. As I reflect back, as often as I can, I find it difficult to remember the tempests through which I have passed. I do not attribute that to an easy life, although it has been easier than many lives I've been fortunate enough to help. I give thanks to a living God each and every day for the faith to carry on and the courage to face such stormy days. In the words of my loving Heavenly Father, I have and will experience great joy and happiness. With a positive attitude, I face the sad times because the light of joy and goodness cause the shadows of discouragement to pass quickly and not be remembered. I have experienced this happiness as winter days of discouragement and disappointments have vanished into bright summers of glorious blessings and rewards of the faithful. And with this privilege of hope, faith, and confidence that the Lord has given me comes great responsibility, a responsibility to seek charity and compassion in my everyday, to be humble and giving, caring and trustworthy, loyal and friendly. A responsibility to love my wife and love my enemy. A responsibility to lift the downtrodden, to ease the pain and suffering of widows and orphans, and to render compassionate service to those around me. Being born a white, heterosexual male in a good suburb to a loving family and earning a college education gives me no right to live a comfortable life. It does, however, give me the right, no, the obligation, to do everything I can to lift those less fortunate than I. I am thankful for my loving parents, Tim and Melinda, who raised me to be the man I am today. I'm grateful for 6 siblings who molded and shaped me into who I am today. I am thankful for 3 older sisters that blessed me through their examples, Stephanie's determination to push through any trial that comes her way, Elizabeth's quiet and humble success in whatever she achieved, Christina's ability to see the beauty in everything, and for introducing me to art and design. I'm grateful for 3 younger brothers who looked up to me. Their constant, watchful eyes compelled me to be the best example I could be for them. I am grateful for my 2 dogs, Reggie, who's waiting for us on the other side, and my new bud, Gus, for showing me what unconditional love really looks like. And I'm eternally grateful for my loving wife, Taylor Paige Anderson. She loves me, though often I don't deserve it. She's been my biggest cheerleader since our second date. We trusted, my trusted confidant since a cookie-filled night in Nippert Stadium. Through my indecision and quest to find feeling again, she was patient, and still is. Though she's not perfect and struggles with her own weaknesses, she's perfect for me. I so often thought that all I needed was a hot goddess to marry and I'd be happy. Fortunately, God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and His ways are not our ways. He gave me that hot goddess, and so much more. He gave me a woman who cherishes me, a woman who cares for me and seeks to please me, a woman to which I can hold on to, a woman who knows that I stumble, but still sees me as her superhero, a woman who shows me true love every day and has taught me more about forgiveness than I could have ever learned on my own, a woman who loves more than who I am, but who I will become, and most importantly of all, God has shown me how much better I am with her than I could ever be without her. I love you, Tebe. Forever and always I do. Thank you once again for your continued support in our endeavors to document what it means to be young and in love. We appreciate you who... Those of you who subscribe to us and listen on an episode-to-episode basis, we appreciate you. And don't forget to like and share this podcast wherever you find your podcast and on whatever social media platform you use. Make sure to tag us at YoungLovePC on both Instagram and Twitter, as well as visit our Facebook page on Facebook, which is the Young and in Love podcast. Use that hashtag Young Lovers so that we know what you guys are up to. And let us know what you think about these episodes and what you'd like to hear. Maybe questions for us to answer while on the podcast. And we look forward to hearing from you in the future. We love you. We appreciate you. We care for you. And in this time of joyful holidays, make sure you set that phone down a little. Take those headphones out and look around you. Really look at the people that are around you. Thank those that you may not have thanked in a while. And walk up to those who may look like they're lonely. Show them what a little bit of love in their life can look like. And maybe, just maybe, you can spread the joy of Thanksgiving and the holiday season to one individual who is desperately in need of that joy. We thank you for everything you do in this world and hope that happiness is on its way into your life. Until next time, I'm your host, Josh, and this is Young and in Love.